Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sippy Talk TNT in the Night, where we talk about overcoming difficult situations or just handling our situations better. We talk about our daily adventures, where we ask the question, what have you done today? What stands out today? What is the most important thing that happened to you today? How have you overcome today? What was your challenge of the day? We march into the other side of midnight, walking in retrospect, tracking our behavior. Not to judge ourselves or feel bad about it, but to find ways to improve our tomorrow. We also talk to people who were faced with major challenges and find the struggle and the triumphs and the lessons that they were blessed with due to the way they rose to the occasion, to the call of the other side. The way that they faced situations that they never thought they would ever have to face. Because what you will find when the unexpected hits you is that there are resources deep within you that begin to bubble to the surface and make themselves available to you. And they invite you to help yourself to the situation that you never saw before. And that is what this E-Factor is all about. Today I'm dedicating the show to Esther. I will tell you later what it's all about. I had a challenge that is pretty common in the big cities with your subways, but it's also common in different ways, and I will tell you about that challenge. And another challenge, which was very, very little sleep last night, which also created something that eventually led me to name the show Esther. And we are going to give you a few more pointers from Einstein of how he solved problems so that you have the skills and the knowledge on how to solve and overcome problems in a smart way, that rather than just try to tackle it. And that's basically what's going to happen tonight because of the fact that I slept last night just a few hours. Tonight, I'm exhausted, and I just couldn't go to sleep without talking to you tonight because I've made a decision. I've made a decision that I'm going to open this show for you to call in, and I have to think about who is going to be the first one to call in. Actually, you're the one that needs to think about it because that person, that first person that breaks the virginity and calls in is the person that you never forget. And so the call-in number, I would suggest you write that down. It's 914-338-0886. And if you follow me, I will send you a notice when I'm going to be on live. But I am in the process of picking a specific day, a specific time once a week that I will always be on live. I will try to be on in the same day every day. But that I cannot promise. I can promise that it will definitely be one day a week at that time. And then I will let you know probably by tomorrow. Meanwhile, take that number down and follow the show, which is Tippy Talk on the E-Factor Show. And you will be the first to know. And maybe you will be the first caller. And on the show, you will always be known as the first one that ever called in. And so I'm hoping that Rosemary has been doing much, much better today because we dedicated our show yesterday to Rosemary. And the little challenge we gave her and we gave all of you to begin doing things to appreciate your body, to love your body, to respect your body. And the bottom line is to pleasure your body. And if you want to hear about that and the tips that we gave yesterday about how Einstein handles his problems, then just listen to yesterday's show and you will get all that information. But today, I looked for challenges. Yes, I did. I looked for challenges and I said, nope, not going to have any, other than the fact that I was exhausted. Have you ever slept very, very few hours the night before and then everything became really difficult to do because you're so exhausted? Well, that's how I felt when I went to bed past 3 o'clock and I got woken up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I could barely see straight. But then I rested up. I really didn't move for another 2-3 hours, but when I did get up, it was just the kind of day that felt like the twilight zone, because I felt like I was sleepwalking. But there were certain things I had to do today that could not be postponed, because if I postponed it, that meant I had to redo everything, and I just was not going to do it. So I had to get to the city before they closed in order to complete something that I started in then at the beginning of the week, or I would have had to redo the whole thing. And that's where the big challenge number one came into the picture, where on my way there, the subway decided wasn't going to go anywhere. And I sat and kept hearing the same thing over the intercom, how the subways cannot get anywhere because there's congestion. And then they said it was because the track was broken or whatever it was. And after a couple of hours, I really began to sweat. What if I don't get there? And of course, my mind started going in different directions of exactly what the consequences would be. And the consequences would be to waste a lot of time redoing everything that I set up just for that, to finish up today. And if I didn't get it today by a certain time, everything that I worked on this week would be gone. And after a little while of sitting on the subway, I really began to panic and think that that was going to happen. And so my mind started going into, what if I don't make it? What if I don't make it back on time? What if this and what if that and what if that? And as soon as it started happening, amazingly enough, I remembered that I was going to talk about this tonight. And it changed everything. Because all of a sudden, I was able to approach the situation with those 3 first steps that I talked about last night. And I jumped off that subway and I handled it by going to a different subway. And what happened was, by hopping subways and by switching over, I began being entertained everywhere I went. Beautiful voices, music was singing on one subway, these kids performed for me on the other one. It was just so amazing. And if you don't believe me, I actually took a video of all those entertainers that came my way once I started the way of asking the question, what can I do to make any changes in the results that I actually began to panic about? And that's why I'm going to give you a few more things on how to tackle that problem according to Einstein. And I'm also going to talk about why I dedicate the show today to Esther. And so, before we go on, I really just wanted to let you know that my book, Planet Power, is available on Amazon. All you have to do is go to Amazon.com and type in the words, Planet Power, and my book should pop up, and you should see my name, Planet Power by Tippi Feldenstein. Or you can go to the website, lifemodification.net, that's .net, not .com, and you can also read the first chapter and see if you wish to read more. And so that's what I wanted to tell you before I go on and talk about who is Esther and how did she come into my picture. And then I'll tell you about Einstein's process, solving. Process of problem solving. That's the way it is. So, Esther, so I managed to take care of what I had to take care of and walk around way more than I planned on it. I had to get on the subway again on my journey back. And I did. And as I sat on the subway trying to read, my eyes began to get very heavy and I began to fall asleep, kind of like I feel right now. And eventually, I fell asleep. And I slept so good that I dreamt a dream on the subway. And all of a sudden, I feel somebody tapping my shoulder, very gently telling me, "Excuse me, lady, do you want to get off?" I open my eyes, and this beautiful woman with dark skin is standing next to me, smiling, telling me, "I know you're sleeping, but do you want to get off? It's the last stop," which was my stop. And that woman was Esther, saving my life by not allowing me to keep on sleeping as the subway emptied out. And thank you, Esther. And I didn't take her number. I didn't take her information. I don't even know how to get hold of her. But if somehow you know that beautiful woman, Esther, that woke me up today, please thank her for me and please tell her to come and listen. Because I did ask her what her name was, and she did say Esther, which I even asked her to spell it so that I can get it correctly. And so that was my angel for today, the beautiful lady with the dark skin that woke me up and saved me from riding the subway for probably a couple more hours, probably ruining my entire day because I did have to be home at a specific time, and probably saved me a lot of pain, a lot of pain that I really did not want to go through, really, really did not. And so, yes, with all the setbacks and all the problems that we have to deal with, little angels come our way. And little angels save us from a lot of different things. So going back to Einstein now, is that if he had 1 hour to save the world, he would spend 55 minutes defining the problem and only 5 minutes finding the solution. That is so huge because we do exactly the opposite. And it basically illustrates how important the point is that before jumping right into solving any problem, we should step back and invest a lot of time and effort to improve our understanding of that problem. And we went through, number one, how to rephrase the problem. Exposed to challenges and assumptions, which is number two. And number three is called chunk it up. Chunk it up means that each problem is mostly small pieces of greater problems. The same way that you can explore a problem laterally, like playing with the words or challenging the assumptions, you can also explore it in a different altitude. Like if you feel overwhelmed with the details when you're looking at a problem in a very narrow way, look at it from a more general perspective. And that makes your problem more, or when you make your problem more general, you ask the questions like, what is this part of? What's the bigger picture? What is this an example of? What's the intention behind this problem? And another approach that helps a lot in getting a more general view of a problem is replacing the words in the problem of the statement. And I think we talked about that yesterday. So the next one would be the exact opposite of chunking it down. This is chunking it up, and this is chunking it down. And chunking it down means that if a problem is part of a greater problem, it also means that each problem is composed of many small problems. And that means that by decomposing a problem into smaller problems, each of them specifically, more specifically, you can also provide greater insight into the problem because now it's much smaller. So chunking the problem down means making it more specific. And that's really useful if you find the problem too overwhelming or too daunting. Some of the typical questions you can ask to make a problem more specific are: what are parts of this problem? What are the different parts? What are the examples of those different parts? Just like in chunking up, you do word substitution. They're also coming to good use here. The kind of words that are useful here are words that are stricter in meaning than like the one you give, like a car or a minivan or a limo, with three different kinds of vehicles. And you can use WordNet to give you more ideas of more words. And now we've come to number five, which is find multiple perspectives. So before rushing to solve a problem, always make sure that you look at it from all kinds of different perspectives, because looking at it with different eyes is a great way to have instant insight on new overlooked directions. So let me give you an example today. If you, let's say, have a business and you're trying to increase the sales, try to look at the problem from the point of view of a customer. For example, from the customer viewpoint, this may be maybe adding some features to your product, pay more for it. So rewrite your problem statement many times, each time using one of these different perspectives. How would your competition see the problem? How would your employee see the problem? How would your mom see the problem? Yeah, your mom. And imagine how people in various roles would frame the problem. How would a politician see it? How would a college professor see it? Maybe even a nun. And try to find the differences and the similarities in how the different roles would deal with the problem. And tomorrow we're going to go to number six, which is language. Number seven, engagement. Number eight, reversing the problem. Number nine, gathering information. And number 10, problem solve the problem statement. And I will give you full details on each one of those. However, if you have a problem that you want some really personal attention, that you really want to go through masterminding and rephrasing the problem and exposing the challenges and the assumption, chunking it up, chunking it down and all that, and one-on-one or even in a group, the eFactor University would be a great place to start. So again, if you want to do that, go to the eFactor University, go to lifemodification.net. That's .net and not .com. And submit your request. And if you actually get the book Planning Power, there will be a ticket to enter through the door of the eFactor University and give you some personal attention worth a lot more than just the purchase of one book. Because that one book is really going to be your textbook that will guide you through your challenges. So pamper yourself. Pamper yourself in an affordable way right now, because this is not going to be affordable much longer or for much. It's affordable now as we speak. And so we have, did we cover everything? Let's see. The challenges on the subway. The entertainment on the subway. So when I took a different perspective and a different view, and it actually helped me take different action, I got entertainment And that was so much fun because everywhere I went, there was some sort of entertainment, something that he's seen a lot in the subways. And I'm going to post it for you tomorrow also. But since I have not slept last night, tonight I intend on getting a really good night's sleep since we just marched into the other side of midnight. I just love the nighttime. And so we have come to the end of Tippy Talk tonight and the E-Factor Show. You are listening to Black Talk Radio. You already know about my book. I will just mention it again that you can go to lifemodification.net and find out more information. That's .net and not .com. And most importantly, we invite you, the listener, to participate. We're going to open the doors very, very soon. I might announce it tomorrow. We will be able to call me live. Until we meet again, have a magical journey and let your talent be your potion.